I'm Dean McClung, and this is Archer Monologues. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I was going to do a two-part series, a critique, on Donald Trump's speech in North Carolina the other day. I've decided to postpone that for a little while. Perhaps a few more videos of his speeches, and perhaps a little bit more insight into the man will provide me with a better critique. For example, I heard a video or watched a video the other day after the North Carolina speech in Wilmington. And in that video, that speech, Donald Trump he was in an interview many years ago. That was a large truck going by. Get a lot of those going by here for some reason. I live in the country. Shouldn't have this much traffic. But anyway, in the video, he said, Donald Trump said, that Hillary Clinton was a friend, and so was Bill Clinton. A friend, good friend. That he thought she was a good person and a good politician, whatever that means. Now, I'm paraphrasing here. I'm not quoting exactly. I probably should quote, or at least provide the source of my quote here. But it is on Facebook, and I'm sure it's other places on the internet. But I heard him say, his own lips, coming from his own mouth, that he liked her, but they were good friends. Hillary and Bill were good friends of Mr. Trump. Things have changed, apparently. Unless, of course, it was all for show. It's difficult to fathom what people are really thinking, what their ulterior motives may be. However, when somebody tells me something like that, that they think Hillary is a good person and he supports her and Bill and he's their friend, you know, I've heard it several times mentioned that Trump has played golf with Bill Clinton and stuff of that nature. I don't know how much credibility to give to that as a criticism. I've had friends that were, at the time, I thought they were friends. I thought they were good people. Later to find out that they weren't. But they weren't good friends, neither were they bad friends. They were maybe at best bad friends, and that they weren't good people. That's life. You can change your opinions of other people. You can change your point of view in regards to other people. You can find out that someone that you thought was a good person, or you can find out that they were simply jerks and not good people. We need to adjust our thinking from time to time. When somebody proves themselves to be unworthy, we need to recognize that and act accordingly. However, he did is disturbing that he said those things about Hillary and Bill back then, and now is saying other things, like Hillary is a crook. I think he's being much too generous in his wordage there, too conservative. Hillary is much more than a crook. She is a liar, for one thing. This has been pretty well proven. She's guilty of mass murder, or being affiliated with the terrorist organization in D.C. that is responsible for mass murder. Innocent people. Men, women, children. In other parts of the country. I mean, world. Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, etc. And I'm sorry, but she's not a good person. I can't even fathom anyone not knowing that today, with all of the information, with all of the information and exposés of this woman's past and present insanity. How anybody could vote for this disgusting, subhuman piece of shit is beyond me. They're either in denial or they're just stupid. It's easy to say that. And a lot of people, like on Facebook, you know, everybody's saying things. Everybody's got an opinion. Doesn't necessarily mean they've got a good opinion or a correct opinion. I prefer to make my judgments based on observations, critical, analytic observations. And logical, calculated, logical conclusions. I am good at that. I'm good at coming to logical conclusions based on applied logical formula equations. Most of my life, I've thought that everybody was capable of doing that, coming to logical, rational conclusions, factual conclusions. But as I get older and observe more of human nature, human behavior, I find that most people are just incapable of making rational, logical conclusions. I had a lot of people actually criticize me for making calculated, logical conclusions and for making critical, analytic observations. But that's what I do. That's my job. And I'm good at it. Better than most people, actually. Now, I'm bragging, I suppose, and that's fine. No law against bragging. No law against being blunt, truthful, honest. A lot of people will say things to me like, yeah, a lot. Over the years, a lot. Saying, by your logic, according to your logic, or your facts, I can't process that kind of thinking in my mind. It just, you know, and I'm an intelligent person. But for someone to say that to me is like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you even say such a stupid thing? I had a professional woman tell me, professional woman, say to me that logic is subjective, that different kinds of logic, and all of it's true unfucking believable. Excuse me. I just have a hard time dealing with that. But human nature being what it is, human behavior being what it is, it's to be honest with you, it's a bit overwhelming sometimes. I just can't imagine people, so many people, being that stupid. And I use the word stupid in a clinical sense of the word, like not smart. It's just ridiculous. But that's human nature. That's the way it is. The majority of people are just not very bright. Now, what's the point in saying that? I mean, there are people out there who are bright, and if they hear me say things like that, they will probably agree with me. And they may not always agree with my choice of words in describing these people, or my choice of words in expressing a thought, premise, theory, hypothesis, and that's all right, I guess. But again, I can't imagine anybody arguing with me over the facts, over proven truth. I can't imagine someone saying to me, you know, that's your logic. As if logic is something I can own. It's my logic. I invented it and it's mine. I own it. No, logic is a process of thinking logically, rationally, intelligently. There are several forms of logic. I think there's 17 listed in one resource that I looked up. 17. Forms of logic, 16 of which are illogical or false logic. And unfortunately, a lot of people in America, at least, seem to allow themselves to think in one of these 16 illogical fashions. I just think that's, well, it's mind-boggling, to say the least. I just can't imagine so many people being so utterly irrational, illogical, delusional. It's, like I said, mind-boggling. However, when it comes to Hillary, it's a done deal. I mean, even if she's guilty of just one of the things that they have accused her of, or provided some evidence to support the concept that she is a crook or a bad person or a criminal or psychopath, even if just one of those things is true, and I pretty much assume from the odds that it is more than one thing true about what they say. The fact that she's running for president, the fact that she got her nomination at the convention by criminal means is unbelievable. That no one is declaring that convention invalid suggesting that it be done over again, legally and properly this time. No one's calling for that. You can't have a nominee, a legitimate nominee for president, if that nominee got that position by fraud or by some criminal means. And obviously, that's what happened. And for people to ignore that is just absurd. Can't believe it. I mean, you know, when you find evidence that someone's committed a crime, you arrest them. You've got the evidence. You present the evidence to the appropriate people. And you proceed with criminal prosecution of that criminal. It's the way the justice system's supposed to work. But she's Hillary, and she's getting a free pass here, and it's just, like I said, boggles my mind. Americans are actually allowing this felon, evidence-proving felon, to continue to run for president. And if she is, by some weird magic, in the voting booths around the country, she might be president. I hate to think of that. I can't tell you how fucking scary that is. But you should know. And if you're listening to this, maybe you have a clue. If you're listening to this and you don't have a clue and you don't agree with what I'm saying, then I'm sorry, but you're pathetic. Why would you be listening to me in the first place? I mean, I'm going to listen to Dee, you know, talk about stuff, and he's going to give us some logical, rational words, and we're going to just ignore that. But that's understandable. I'm not anybody. I'm just a guy. Not just some guy, but for all intents and purposes, I'm just a guy with a voice on a radio show. It's not like I'm Rush Limbaugh or even Dave Champion with thousands of listeners. That's kind of disappointing. Kind of figured I'd have more regular listeners by now. I kind of thought maybe my show would at least become a contender. That's my personal disappointment. Doesn't change anything. It doesn't affect the fact that I'm going to continue doing what I do. I think maybe I'm promoting it as best I can through Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and my websites and so forth, and with my conversations with people on the internet, Google Plus, by the way, another one, and I just thought maybe you might have a little bit more of an impact than just some guy talking to his recording machine and posting on the internet on a website called Spreaker.com, for crying out loud. Why would they call it that? I won't get into it, but it's kind of catchy. So at any rate, Hillary, it's just yeah, big yawn. Baffles me. But I would say this. If in spite of the facts, in spite of all the evidence, in spite of all of the condemning conclusions about Hillary Clinton, and you're still going to vote for her, I'm sorry, but you just can't be my friend. doesn't work that way. You can't be. It's like, I'm going to vote for Adolf Hitler. Yeah, even though I know he's Adolf Hitler and he's a freaking monster. I'm going to vote for him anyway. And then, oh, can I be your friend, D? No, you can't. You could be a patient of mine. You could come to me and ask for therapy, counseling. I can provide you with that, some guidance, some psychological help. I'm not a licensed psychologist. I don't even have any degrees from any colleges. I have a degree in human nature. What's the word again? Behavioral science. I study the human race. I study the behavior of human beings. I observe. And I calculate. I come to a conclusion or a hypothesis or a theory. And occasionally I can even call it a fact. Why anybody would vote for Hillary Clinton, I don't get it.
Because she's a woman, yay.
You know, sorry. You know, there's some doubts in my mind that this woman is actually a woman. Sexually speaking, I think she's... I have to say, there's a disclaimer kind of thing. I don't know this for a fact. I've read it on the internet. Not everything on the internet is true, of course, but still. Just occurred to me, I'm rather calm today. No ranting and raving. Being quite calm, rational, speaking in a regular, mellow tone. Proves I can do it. Proves I'm capable. And perhaps maybe I'm just not overstimulated at the moment. If you'd prefer I rant and rave a little about Hillary, then I've already kind of done that, so moving on from there. All right, let's consider Donald Trump for a minute. He said something to the effect, and I'm just going to paraphrase. I don't have the source in front of me. I can't. I'd play it for you. You could listen for yourself. I believe it's on the internet. I imagine you can find it somewhere. Facebook, for example. Or on my Facebook page, which is simply D. McClung. I just want people to understand this, and wanting it and actually having them understand it is two different things. I accept that reality, and that's unfortunate. It's too bad. So I'm pretty sure I speak English. And sometimes I get the feeling that maybe, well, it's not even a feeling, it's a thought. Sometimes I get the thought that maybe most Americans are illiterate. And then I would have to add fool, illiterate fool, to that description. That would be my, shall we say, my professional or expert conclusion about most Americans. And I suppose they would be insulted or hurt, be upset with me, and then, I'm going to defriend you on Facebook because, you know, you're like, saying terrible things. Even though I simply repeated the truth as I saw it in reality. And when I hear a man like Donald Trump, just in some ways, I hope he wins, and I hope he's a president, and I hope he does good stuff. I hope. I mean, there's hope. Hope springs eternal. But I'm not sure that that's possible. I mean, that he could be a good president. There are just so many things about him that are just iffy, or even more than iffy, just positively weird or unacceptable in a president. For example, and I voted for, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not proud of it, but I will admit it. I made a mistake. I voted for Obama back that first time. I had hope. I was optimistic. And I believed him, like the fool that I was. Not a fool now. Well, sometimes, but overall, not very often. He said, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. I promise, I promise, I promise. You know how politicians are. And I'm disappointed in myself that I allow myself to even participate in that farce. Didn't vote for him the second time because I learned my lesson. The fact is, I learned my lesson about Obama like a week after he was in office, because he didn't do any of the things he promised. And he still hasn't done any of those things. Gitmo's still in business. Still being operated. People are still being abducted around the world and rendered to the cages in Gitmo. I recall Obama saying quite clearly and unequivocally, I'm going to shut that down. He probably got a lot of votes for saying things like that. A lot of people said, yeah, that's what we want. Do that. We're going to vote for you, Mr. Obama, and you can do that. And then he didn't. That's called betrayal. Now, he may have meant what he said at the time. He may have intentionally had good intentions about that originally. But if you don't do it, you don't do it. I mean, you can't stand around saying, hey, it's been 8 years trying, but didn't happen for reasons. I'm sorry, but when I vote for a guy that says he's going to shut down Gitmo, then I expect him to shut down Gitmo. Like just do it, because you said you were and you had the power to do it, so why aren't you doing it? So let's segue back into Donald Trump here, who said the other day, and I'm paraphrasing, I should look it up and play the actual audio of that video speech that he gave back a couple days ago. And he said, and I paraphrase, I have to remind you of this, I'm paraphrasing what he said. It may be a misinterpretation of what he said. I don't think so. I have no evidence to support the accusation that I'm not saying this correctly. But he said Gitmo was a good thing, he was going to keep it. And there are a lot of bad people in the world, and that's where they belong. He also said something about trying those people in Gitmo, not in America, not on American soil, directly, like in Washington, D.C. Which means he intends to bypass the legal process that all Americans are entitled to, their right to a speedy and fair trial is guaranteed by the Constitution. Of course, the Constitution don't mean shit nowadays. Government just ignores all that. Has been for quite a long time. Which is an indictment against them, the government. And they are traitors. They violated their oath of office. And anyway, Obama said he would do that. Trump says he'll keep it open. Keep doing shit like that. Continue to kidnap people. Guilty or innocent. He has said at some point he would continue torturing people. It's a crime against humanity. It's against law, international law. It's against American law, too, for that matter. And that's why I'm troubled with Mr. Obama. One, he says, I'm going to keep doing that criminal thing in Gitmo. Keep doing that. Keep waging this war on terror, even though, United States government is the number one terrorist organization on the planet. That's not just conjecture on my part. The evidence proves that that is true. It is a logical, rational, calculated conclusion. I'm not going to debate that with you. It's a monologue. You can't debate with me if you wanted to. I do believe there are places on my page, on my radio station page, where you can actually leave a comment if you wanted to. And I would probably answer it or respond to it in the appropriate manner. So the thing is, I want Gitmo closed. I want that process of abducting people around the country, around the world, putting them in cages down there and torturing them, etc. And even a trial in Gitmo is not a fair trial, because she's got to be in this country, and the due process must be followed and respected. And apparently Donald Trump doesn't intend to do that. So that makes him a bad guy in my book. But still, yeah, it'd be interesting seeing the clown, I mean the lunatic, I mean him as president. I didn't even like his television show, you know, that apprentice thing. I watched it a couple of times just to see what the hell was going on. Didn't like it, didn't like him. Didn't like the show because it was just stupid. That's an opinion. Stupid. That's my opinion on the show. I mean, I'm not going to give you any official verdict on the show. It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. But my opinion is, stupid show. And he... Well, anyway, I don't watch it. But anyway, if he's going to keep Gitmo open and continue to do that, commit crimes against humanity as president, then bad guy. He's a bad guy. It's that simple. What else? He's talking about the wall. I've mentioned that before. The wall. And Mexico's going to pay for it. Yes. I'm sorry, but I think that's just about one of the biggest jokes I've heard in this election cycle. Yeah, go ahead. Build that wall. Show us how you're going to do that. How are you going to make it built? I mean, who's going to build it? Mexicans? Illegal immigrants in this country? What, the military? Going to hire some contractors to go down there and build that wall that's hundreds and hundreds of miles long? How high? 10 feet? 20 feet? There's my cat. I'll be back in a second. Got to let the little critter out to get some fresh air. All right. I'm back. What else do we want to talk about? What else has Donald Trump said that disturbs me and should disturb you? He wants to make the U.S. military, again, I'm paraphrasing here, putting my own words to it, and I don't think that's dishonest, because what he said is what he said, and it's public knowledge. It's all been broadcast on the internet. Wants to make the U.S. military the biggest and the baddest, so that no one would ever challenge us or mess with us. I thought it already was. I would have preferred he would have said something to the order of something like, I realize that the U.S. military is committing crimes against humanity around the world. I realize that we have military bases all over the world. I realize that we're aggressive and arrogant as a country, as a government. And I think we need to change that and make America actually a little bit more civilized. I would like to hear Mr. Trump say, I realize that it's a mistake to go into Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya and Pakistan and so on. And so I'm going to bring all the troops home from around the world. And we're going to close down these military bases because we don't have any right to have military bases in foreign countries. It's just wrong. Could very well be illegal. I would like to hear Donald Trump say something to the effect of, we're not going to be like invading any more countries. We're not going to be committing crimes of aggression against any more governments and countries in the world. We're going to bring all the troops home, close all the bases around the world that are just there for aggressive purposes. And we're going to take all the missiles down that we have like 70 miles off the border of Russia, aimed at Russia. We're going to have those removed because that's just, you know, wrong to have those there. I would like to hear Donald Trump say that it was a mistake to put missiles in foreign countries aimed at Russia, like 70 miles away from the borders of Russia. I'd like to hear him say that. His credibility would be a little bit more, a little higher, if he was to acknowledge that that was a mistake, and we're not going to do that anymore, people. But he didn't say that. Which means, apparently, I mean, I have to conclude that that means that he's going to continue with wars of aggression against innocent people, I might add. I have to conclude that Mr. Trump has every intention of continuing the war on terror, which is a joke, not a funny one. I would like to hear heard Mr. Trump say that he was going to put an end to the illegal drone attacks on innocent people in foreign countries. Crime against humanity. It's no secret what I think about people who commit crimes against humanity. They're monsters. They deserve to be on the list, like Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin. Abraham Lincoln. Piece of shit. And I think that people who engage in crimes against humanity should be tried, convicted, and executed. I think genocide is a crime that deserves death. Participating in genocide is worthy of being dead. Supporting genocidal action, wars, etc., are despicable, uncivilized, inhuman. And people who commit genocide should be dead. That's just call that my opinion, but a valid one. In the past, we execute people, you know, the world government or the world courts. I said world government. I didn't mean new world order. Hell no. Civilized behavior. We need to hold these criminals accountable. So what else do I think about, well, in the first place, like I said, when it comes to the military, I would have loved to hear Mr. Trump say he's going to cut the military budget, kick some ass in the military complex business, get these bastards out of the government and put an end to that reign of terror, U.S. aggression. But he didn't say that. Oh, by the way, this wall, do you have any idea how much that's going to cost? And the question there is it going to work? If you build a wall between Mexico and America, are you also going to build a wall up both coasts, across the Gulf of Mexico, around Florida, and up to New York, and all the way up from California, all the way up to Washington State? Because what are you going to do, put a dome over the United States? Because, you know, like Mexicans don't have airplanes. Like Mexicans don't have boats. Hey, Jose! Hey, Pancho! We got a boat. Yeah, let's go up around the wall and go into, say, California. Along one of those beaches, you know, that long beach of California where, you know, there's no wall. Ha ha! I think that's just a stupid idea. I really do. And I don't know that I could say, I don't think I could vouch for any wall ever built, ever, anywhere. I mean, there's a wall around the Alamo, right? Fort. All those people died. I won't say died heroes either, but hey, they died. The wall didn't prevent them from being murdered. Well, killed. I can't say they were murdered. They were shooting back at the Mexicans, I suppose. All right, time's running out. I got about 3 minutes left, 2 minutes on this segment. So I'm going to wrap it up. My last word in this segment will be, as Dave Champion often says on his radio show, it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. Thomas Paine. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later.